weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about fun things to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And we're just going to be hanging out with you for the next little bit here for, I don't know, like 90 minutes or something. And we're going to be talking about the beers we drank last week and the beers we're looking out for. And the listeners of the show call us and they tell us, like, this is something really cool happening in my beer town. And we're like, yeah, that is really cool. And then we go. And then you go about your day and you feel fulfilled with your beer geekdom. We have a special announcement. After this is a 502nd episode of the show, and we're like, all right, maybe we should start doing some stuff, some extra stuff. I don't know. What do you think the announcement is, Nick? What do you think it is? You have any guesses as to our special announcement?
They ran out of green dye this year, so all beers will be blue.
Oh, for St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's beer. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I told myself before we started, I was like, don't do any bad Irish accents, Mikey. Don't do it. But something inside of me was like, you got to do it. Come on. It's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Maybe the greatest day of all the days. I think probably.
Of all the days. Even is this your favorite holiday?
I think it
is. Does it like signify the beginning of spring for you? Or
yeah.
What?
Like, and then I have some Irish blood in me, so I'm allowed to be, you know, loved today. Everyone's
get a little feisty this time today, of year. Though.
What do you think it is, Nick? You think it's just they ran a green dye? Okay. I don't know.
It's a green dye shortage.
Stacy, do you have any ideas what you think their special announcement is?
I was just thinking it could be Rod Stacy on the show.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We went a wee lass on the show.
Not anymore.
Oh, no, you just got kicked off. The shortest co-host stint in the history of podcasting just happened right now. The one Irish accent off the show.
And fired. You know, it's fine. My last name is Irish, so I'm allowed to do a bad Irish accent as an Irish American.
All right.
Fine. Fourth generation, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
All good.
Please welcome for the first time in many, many years, we have a new co-host on the show. Rad Stacy is officially a member of the Perfect Pour. Welcome.
Super excited. Thank you. Thanks. I know your people talked to my people and we agreed that the salary was, this is probably going to cost you money. And I was like, I'm fucking in. Let's do it.
Here's the salary. You're going to spend more money on beer and
please
not
link
get compensated
your bank
for
account.
It. Well, now we're going
to have to
direct
clue
withdrawal.
You free.
We have direct withdrawal. On our
we're going to have to somehow clue you into the Wazoo Corvette stash of beer, and, so you can at least get some free
Fab.
Sacramento beer out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, stock dividends.
Into it.
Yeah,
we are employee owned.
Yeah, we're a collective here, so you know what's yours is ours now. We're a communist beer podcast, so.
Yeah. You see Mikey rooting around in your beer fridge on the weekend. It's fine.
Yep. You're it's like, fine. You just got to let just, it happen.
Yeah, I'm out of beer. Hey, what's up,
you a
Stacy?
Key.
I'm out of beer. What you got in here? It's a bunch of old New Belgium. What the fuck? Dude, get some better beer.
Then I slammed the door.
There's some other old stuff in there too, not just New Belgium.
Oh, there's different old beer, not just New Belgium.
Different old beer, yeah, all good. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I had a great time on the 500th, and I was like, you know what? Now that I don't do this for a living anymore, maybe I can actually have a good time.
Maybe it can be fun for me now.
Not be bitter towards it.
Yeah. Not be bitter
just
towards it.
Just relax and enjoy what beer is all about. Having fun and relaxing. Well,
just drink it.
Just drink it. I feel like we should, even though, you know, you've been on several historic episodes, and if you're a listener that's been here for a long time, you know, Stacey, but I feel like we should do a little bit of a reset and do something we haven't done for forever and get you. And I know we've done this when you first came on, but nobody remembers anymore.
That was 400 episodes ago.
So I want to get your beer history. When you were 21 years old, what were you drinking? What beer were you drinking?
Oh, Lord. When I was 21 years old, I was drinking.
Sorry, it's a computer-generated sound, Stacey. I can't control it. Boston Lager?
Yeah, Boston Lager was definitely like a go-to flavor beer in my household. When I was really young, I probably shouldn't say like pre-21, but like when I was youthful, very youthful, my dad always had Keystone in the house.
Oh,
and so
man.
That was kind of like my only
Wait, am I your dad?
Beer. What?
I always had Keystone in the house. Am I your dad?
I mean, I think a lot of dads have Keystone in their house.
Oh, okay. Dad beer.
Prior to this and now. But yeah, Keystone was like my first. I remember like sneaking it into places I shouldn't have snuck it into, and you know, whatever. Yeah,
we've all snuck a Keystone where we shouldn't have snuck it.
Oh man. I should have gotten expelled a couple times, but I didn't. So whatever. But yeah, Keystone was my like gateway beer, definitely not craft for sure. And I always remember my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, he loved drinking Budweiser Red in the can with salt and smoking a cigarette. And that's like a very early memory of beer for me. And I always thought that it tasted super duper good. And also, when I was a kid, my dad was always like into red beer. So it was like Keystone with tomato juice. And he would, you know, make that, and I would steal it, and he'd always get after me. Like, and I was like 6 or 7, probably.
I didn't know
that there was beer.
God, Dad, like, hey. Lighten up, Dad.
Spicy tomato,
right? You're all Dad. This is just a Bud Light. Lighten up.
Right. But when I got into college, I remember branching out a little bit and just really, actually, literally, just falling in love with Boston Lager. I had a little bit more flavor. I thought it was super delicious, super into it. Amberbach was another one. I remember in college, like going after the Amberbach situation. And then
that was fancy back then.
It was fancy. Yeah. I remember, when I started working for New Belgium too, I would see some Amberbach handles here and there. And I was like, wow, how old is that keg? Like, is it safe?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Is it secret?
What year is this?
It was always kind of scary, but it was always like,
am I in a vintage beer bar where they only serve vintage beer?
Yeah, it was like the pump handle, right? There's like, oh, let me get you a fucking
super hip, like ultra hipster beer. Like, we only serve beer from the 90s here, literally from the 90s.
Well, I think that Amberbach and PBR actually could have given each other a run for the money if the marketing was right, you know, because now PBR is sort of like the hipster beer. But I think Amberbach could have done it if they were in the right place at the right time.
$3 Amberbach.
Yeah, like, oh, you like PBR? We'll try something with a little bit of color.
See, that's what scared people. That have anything with like some any sort of darkish hue at all. They're like, no. That is a heavy beer. I am not.
Don't worry, it's just the way the sun's hitting it.
No, that's a heavy beer.
It's lighting in here. We got that 2500K lumen
Right. Yeah. And then I started really enjoying Fat Tire. So I think Fat Tire came to California in 06 or 07. It like really wasn't that long ago, to be honest.
Yeah.
And and I just thought it was great and kind of went after that. And I started really enjoying West Coast IPAs too before they were.
Before any run out. Hopped. Before they hopped them.
Yeah, but before they hopped them up just too much. But yeah, so like Ranger IPA, for instance, always super duper enjoyed.
That was a great beer.
Yeah, and I, you know, I still like, you know, Torpedo too, actually, and a good Sierra Pale. That's actually a pretty hoppy pale ale. But yeah, so that's my beer journey. And then I was selling wine for quite a while, and I ran into the sales rep for New Belgium here in Fresno, and we became fast friends. And he was kind of like my gateway into New Belgium, which is how I started my beer career. And I stayed with them for almost 9 years. And then I went and I managed Goldstein's here in Fresno. Yeah.
The beer bar. Fresno's
beer bar and tower.
Yeah. Fresno's hip beer bar.
And yeah. And then I actually worked for Delta Pacific for a hot minute.
Beer distributor.
Oh, wow.
Beer distributor. Yeah. Delta
Pacific. I had not heard that story yet.
Yeah. Super hot minute. Like real. The hottest minute. Like blink and you miss it. and then Firestone for a couple of years during the pandemic, which was wild. Know. Wild times.
Pandemic. Job.
I tell you what, pandemic beer sales will forge you in the fire. there was nothing quite like it. I'll be honest. Like just standing there in grocery stores and handing like these, you know, forsaken looking parents just like, you know, 24 packs of 805 just over and over again, like, going like, your poor children. More this is all they have to eat. Yeah,
it's this is for the children.
This is their protein.
Yeah, Fresno is going to be ruled at some point. It's going to be ruled by children that were raised by parents that were just wasted out of their mind on 805.
It's just 805 cans. So every morning. Every morning, I had to sift through 805 cans to make my toast.
Yeah, and. Yeah, just get out while you can. I mean, they literally stopped kegging, of course, overnight during the pandemic, and then stopped bottling and canning some other beers that were just not as popular. So, you know, Pivo, DBA.
Pivo wasn't like popular enough. They stopped canning Pivo?
Yeah, it's just like, we got to just, this state needs 805. We just gotta, you know, just put it in a bag, get it in the vein. It's gonna be fine.
Everyone, fall in line. 805 everywhere.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been to Firestone by chance? I'm sure you have. Yeah,
I have, but I haven't done the tour.
I've eaten there once.
Okay. I haven't done the tour, but we've stopped and eaten there a few times. I went in the tasting room.
I don't know
that, like the brewing tasting room side. I went in there once, but I didn't like the tour took off, and I was like, "Ah, I'm out of here. I'm too good for this." And then I went over
your tour.
Back to the restaurant.
I don't want to feel warm and fuzzy about this shit.
Yeah, I don't want to learn shit.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I mean, DK beer. Is my favorite beer that Firestone makes. Of course, you know my track record of liking ambers and browns and all of that. Mm-hmm. And DBA is a great beer. And the way they still make it in like the traditional, in the oak barrel, actually to go on the tour and see the racks of DBA on there, it's kind of magical. It's pretty cool. So if you have a chance.
I'll do, maybe next time I'll take the tour.
Next time.
I won't mention I'm from Fresno. I'll just say that I'm from Santa Cruz, and they'll be like, "Oh, cool." He's like, and they're like, "Thank God you're not from Fresno." I was like, "Yeah, tell me about it."
Hey, boy, that was a whole nightmare. That whole thing.
Great times.
Open up that can of worms. No.
Yeah, that was my fault. I shouldn't have mentioned it. We're moving on. All right. So there you go, Rad Stacy. Yeah, it's cool. Thank you. Thank you for making us for rad. It's the rad perfect pour now.
There
the
you
rad,
go.
The rad pour.
Label did we just label refresh?
Oh, label refresh. Rad pour. Nick, rad get pour, on yeah. that. Get on that logo refresh. Nick, do you want to start some culture there?
Well, I don't have
Stacy.
Oh, wait, yeah. Which,
go ahead, Stacy.
Oh,
get in there. Get in there. Let's go.
What?
So, culture wise, I didn't really have a lot to say, current culture, but I did listen to the last episode and I was actually yelling at my stereo because of the oyster stout conversation that you guys were having.
The super educational oyster stout segment that we had.
Yes. So I actually really like oyster stouts. And in 2014, New Belgium made an oyster stout with Elysian Brewing Company.
Oh.
Elysian out of Washington.
Another buyout brewer.
Yeah. So this was in the midst of that whole thing happening, which was kind of an interesting deal that we did this collaboration with an oyster farm and Elysian Brewing with New Belgium. And it was brewed in Washington. So Dick Cantwell, who was actually the lone holdout for that buyout, he stood in with the employees, and he was like, "I'm not going to fucking sell to AB," right? He was just like,
"Motherfucker,
screw this." Well, and he and Kim Jordan were dating, dating. They're still together.
Oh, they're still dating, still figuring it out.
As far as I know, a decade later, hopefully it's all still working out. But they made a trip beer. So for like a short time, New Belgium made all these like side trip beers where it was all these like quarterly collaborations. And they did one with Elysian and this oyster company. And so, it's not the whole animal that you toss in there, because I heard you guys saying, like, what do they put the whole egg?
What do you do? Like, put a bunch of clam chowder in there? What?
Yeah, and I was like, no. So originally it was, and Nick was correct for clarification, clarifying the beer, which, icing glass is something that is also used. I think Boddington still uses icing glass, which for those of you who don't know is fish bladders.
Yummy.
Not vegan.
I was going to say that's why a lot of brewery beers can't call themselves 100% vegan because of that.
True. Yeah, and I think it's mostly European companies that do the icing glass situation. But one of the biggest reasons that oyster shells are used is to harden up the water. So if you're using soft water and you're needing some calcium, that's a great way to kind of give a little crisp backbone to a beer. I just kind of wanted to chat about that for a second, that it's a great way to add minerality to the mouthfeel of a beer.
Nice. You just use the oyster shells.
Yes, you just use the oyster shells. I read some bullshit online about how people were like, sometimes they threw the whole thing in there. They don't fucking do that. That's not. maybe like 200 years ago they did that, but that's not how it happens now.
Grandpa, don't worry about the time they pour them all
Pearl Porter.
Yeah. No. And then I also reached out to my peeps at North Coast to figure out the born on situation.
Did you tell them about Nick and how Nick likes her beer?
Look, my friend Nick really likes your beer.
Did you mention me?
So they actually sent me a diagram of how they code their beer. So if you guys are interested out there, also their shelf life
is the Ovaltine decoder ring all over.
It's 18 months.
Drink more North Coast. Drink more North Coast. A crummy commercial. That's Nick.
Well, I did
where he's Nick's at home. He's like, I can't wait to get this North Coast message. It's like, drink more North Coast beer hazies. Does North Coast even have a hazy? I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do. They do have a hazy.
What?
I have to look it up. It's but they North, do have a hazy because I remember putting one of their hazy. Fucking hazies on at Goldstein's and I was upset. You're all, so it stuck
no,
with me.
Oh, not you, North Coast. Yeah. They're all, right. Yeah, like, we did it. Turns out we like money.
It's true. Money trumps all of it. Yeah, their Foggy Day IPA is their hazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They got that at the market. I'm going to have to get that now just to show Nick. I'm like, look, this is a real North Coast beer.
Son of a... That's it. I quit.
Nick's going to accidentally knock those off the shelf
all of you
every
North
time
Coast
he goes
fans
in.
Fans who are wanting Oopsie. To know how old your beer is or how new, I guess I should say how new your beer is. There should be 7 numbers on the side of the bottle, right? And that very first number is the last number of the year that we're in, hopefully.
Okay.
All right. So it should say, hopefully. I'm just saying, yeah, it's really intense.
The first number is the last number.
The first number is the last number of the year of the decade that we're in.
Wow.
So, so this current North Coast that I have, I'm not going to open it, but it is in code. So their shelf life is 18 months on Old Raspy.
Dang.
Yeah, I've been told 18 months. This is coming straight from the source, just so you know.
And this then, is the like non-barrel aged version.
I don't know if you guys can see it on there.
It's kind of
I'll just
send
it to you guys.
You didn't tell them it was for the perfect pour, did you? Because they might have misinformed you and they're like, don't tell them the real details.
No, I said I'm part of a premier craft beer podcast.
They're like, oh.
And that I need accurate that's not important for my hundreds of listeners, thousands of listeners. And so the next 3 numbers is the batch number on the North Coast. Oh,
okay. First two
so this
numbers
one
here.
That I have in my hand was brewed in 2022.
All right.
It is batch 170.
All right.
And it was created October 9th.
Okay. So did it say the year date? That, or the, I'm sorry, the number of the date? Or the year, damn it, the day number, the number, the day.
No, so there's no Julian date.
Oh, okay.
Which is what, I know that's what you guys were theorizing. Yeah,
right.
Last week.
Yeah, that was our best guess to it.
Yeah, so no Julian date. It's the
three,
last number of the year that
we're in. 109, that's your date?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I decoded it.
Yeah, so 109, right? So that's October 9th. I believe.
Oh, okay. 10-9.
Yeah.
So okay. 7 numbers.
So it should be. So mine is brew or batch like 1700, I guess.
Whoa. That's a lot of batches.
That's a lot of batches. I know. Yeah. So I'll send you guys this diagram.
I do like it, having the number, the batch. I do like that. That little like, oh, I got batch 166. What did you get? Oh, I only got batch 199.
Batch 1700 was better. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my that's my cultural education segment, I guess.
We're getting edumacated again.
Yeah. Though I will say, like, North Coast, while I absolutely love North Coast, I think most of their stuff that they come out with is really, really great. I do think that there could be a better way for the consumer to know what's what on the on the dates. I mean, why make it complicated?
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my only beef.
Yeah.
And you know, when I'm up there at the end of this month, I'm going to ask them. I'm going to say, what's the deal? Why don't you want us to know? Why is it so secretive?
Where's your suggestion box?
I love gold.
So I was drinking, I forgot to do this. I was drinking a slice beer that Wazoo Corvette donated called XXX Original Juice. I believe that's what the name is. It's very confusing. There's a lot going on the label, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. It was a hazy triple IPA. So if the next half hour I start seeing weird shit, that's because of the slice beer. I just opened up a new beer called another slice beer, Super Simcoe Fighter West Coast IPA. It's got six. Oh, is it six? One on the Alks, maybe. And it's, of course, it's got a Street Fighter themed beer labels. Very cool. What do you got there, Stacy?
I have the Humble Sea Helles, and it is super good. I actually really like it. It's got all of the notes that I enjoy from a nice lager, which is like a little pencil leady, you know, a little bit, just a touch of sulfur, nothing crazy, but just nice and clean and not a whole lot of aftertaste. I don't know what the alks are on it. Oh, 4.9. So it's hydrating, which is great.
What do you got in the
water?
Yeah, it's Nick, mostly water.
Nick, what do you have?
My tailgate beer was Off Baseline from New Glory. Wait, have I had this twice now? Son of...
Oh, boo. A second time? Oh, God, that's so boring.
Man. Well, spoiler for Ben Cott. I thought this was new. didn't know I realized I had it.
A little note about this. Humble Sea too is that I'm reading the little side here and it says double decocted, naturally carbonated and horizontally lagered.
Mm-hmm. That's
horizontal lagering.
Yeah, you know, vertical lagering is not something I'm fucking into. Yeah, so you know, horizontal lagering is
all
where
about
it's at.
Horizontal, and I'm all about decocting.
Decocted.
You guys decocked your beers here. Hi, welcome to Humble Sea. You guys decocked your beers here? I don't know. Let me check.
Are you from Fresno?
Yeah, you go back there and fucking check. Because I ain't going to start drinking beer here unless it's decocted, all right?
Horizontally.
I'm sorry. This is my first day. I don't know. Yeah, it's your first day. Why don't you go back there and check?
5% tip for you.
Gary, there's a guy out here acting if our beer's decocted. I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, let me handle this. Is he from Fresno? I don't know. He's from Fresno. Come on.
He seems like he's from
Fresno. He seems like he is. Yeah.
You probably have some sign that says, like, please keep your Fresnans on a leash. Yeah. You
know? Right.
What are we going to do? Ooh, I'm going to scare you. Ooh, I'm from Fresno. Ooh. You're like, see, this is why we don't let Fresnans in here.
You need a permit.
Yep. Sorry, we are not permitted for Fresnans. City of Santa Cruz.
One other culture thing, too, I just wanted to touch on, because on the last episode was the whole, you know, AB and like the big brands are letting go of the craft, or like letting craft die, right?
They're just buying them to kill them.
Yeah, and it's really funny because I'm just like, yeah, that was the plan from the beginning. You know, I was sitting there going, yeah, they buy them up in order to control the shelf space, right? Control who gets all those slots. And it's really funny because the ordinary everyday drinker who goes to a typical grocery store is just being exposed to whatever the two big distributors in town have decided to show you. Mm-hmm. And so if you really, really are into craft beer and really want to support craft beer, you will support craft beer distributors. So I'm going to throw Delta Pacific out there, right?
Right.
Places that don't have like a big person in the seat, like driving who's going to live and who's going to die, because that's what the two big distributors in every town do. And, you know, a lot of times too, the big distributors will buy up a local brand just so the other distributor doesn't get their hands on it, knowing full well that it's going to die, right? And knowing full well that they're going to control it, because once they sign that contract, they'd be like, oh no, you can't distribute your shit yourself. Now we have control of it. You don't get to go anywhere and tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I did this for years. So, and, you know, I think it's fucking bullshit. That's all. But that was the plan for the beginning. So if you've got something that you fucking love, go out there and support the shit out of it. Cause you know, don't let the big guys win. Cause they're the ones that want to push all the the fucking horse swill to.
They're not gonna. They're not helping
the new people coming
all
in.
All those farmhouses.
Yeah. No, I love farm. I have one right here that I'm about to open.
Oh.
Dang it! You and your farmhouse shenanigans. Actually, it's me. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to open the farmhouse because this was recommended to me. And I don't do a lot of IPAs, but I was intrigued by the R&D series IPA 17 from Russian River. Yeah, is it good? Do you like it?
I'm not going to influence your pre-influence your beer drinking.
You won't influence me because, I mean, you don't like farmhouses.
Don't worry. I don't listen to what you say, Mikey. You can call it the worst beer ever. Please don't ever drink that beer. You might die of it. You know what? I'm going to try it.
Mikey, not an influence.
All right. So Armistice Saison Vryment, Belgian style Saison, is actually what I got. So not super farmhouse, but.
Yeah. You know. So we got to finally have a Saison co-host on here. Jeez.
Those seasonals.
He's saying it for years. Nicholas, do you have some things?
So my current beer, to get back into that, I'm drinking on the nose here. I went to the market to find anything but a Guinness, you know.
Oh, for Guinness for today, Irish stout. For St. Patrick's.
I thought, there's going to be a ton of Irish stouts right now, right? 'Tis the season. And the only thing I could find was this Left Hand Brewing Dry Irish Nitro Stout.
Ah, yeah.
And?
So that's what I'm drinking. It's excellent.
Nice.
It has hints of the milk stout, the sweetness to it, but and then the smooth with the nitro cartridge.
Oh, it's got the little thing in the can?
Mm-hmm. And it's only 4.3 alks.
Wow.
That's nice.
So this is a beer if I ever saw
a work one beer.
That's a perfect 6 a.m. beer right there. Those are the ones.
Side note, I don't know if this is known or not. Apparently the widget takes up some space in the can, so this is only 13.65 ounces.
Oh, so you're getting less, technically getting less beer. What?
Sue 1-800 Sue the Bastard. It's a 16-ounce can, but they're labeling it as only 13.6 ounces.
Wow.
That makes me wonder about the widget in the Guinness cans then, like what those cans say. That makes me curious because I've never actually checked.
Yeah, the only reason I noticed that was I was looking for the ABV, as we used to call it, now known as ALKS.
And also, what's the recyclability of an aluminum can that has the plastic widget inside of it?
Yeah, I wonder because it's
according to the lid, still 5 cents.
I guess as long as they don't find out. You can put it over on those recycling guys. When you dump
10 cents.
You just dump your bag into their, because they weigh them with their plastic garbage cans. So you just dump it in there real quick. They don't know what's going on. So you're just like, he's weighing the widget.
there's gonna be like some recycling guy listening to this right now going, you motherfuckers.
You son of a bitch.
Widget weight.
I used to like you guys, but now you guys are trying to pull one over on us. Fuck you.
They're going to say you need to take a razor blade, split that can open, separate the widget from the can, and recycle separately.
It's like the most intense game of operation happening right now.
You're gonna slice your hand widget open. Don't do that. We're not recommending do that. But
don't do that, guys. Just throw it in the landfill.
Bring it apart. Don't do it.
Just throw it in the landfill. Let it sit there for decades upon decades.
We're going to mine for that shit later anyways. Let's be honest.
Come on. Yeah. Well, we'll all be dead. And so what does it matter?
This is where lithium comes from for all the new batteries.
Probably.
We'll all be gone and the dinosaurs will come back and it won't matter anymore.
I'm counting on it.
Hopefully.
Dinosaur reader.
So nice. Let's do it twice. With the dinosaurs.
We're all going to sail off the edge of the earth anyway one day.
Right?
Because of the cats that are pushing everything off the flat earth. Damn right?
Cats.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
What were we talking about, Nick?
All right. Well, brace yourselves. We're beginning our second lap in the craft beer world.
Oh, good.
We've made one trek around the track. We're coming back around, and up next is Dank. Dank IPAs are coming back.
Thank God. Dank IPAs. So we've been out here this long that now Dank things are like a retro. Like, I remember Dank beers.
Dank is retro.
Well, is it maybe like a COVID thing? Because people didn't get their full like sense of smell back. So it's like, we need it to be super dank.
We need over hot. Like,
very, very dank.
We're going to have to up the aroma.
Green Flash Palette Wrecker is going to be all the rage in 6 months.
We're going to crank up the IBUs. Get IBUs back.
Oh, yeah. The IBU fights.
Let's get those IBUs back. Days.
This is 175 IBUs.
Yeah.
And then I'm the nerd that's like, did you know your palate can only actually sense 90?
Shut up. IBUs are back. Don't ruin this for me.
I want my teeth to be fucking fuzzy. Yeah. If my insides aren't fuzzy with the freaking bitterness of this beer, then it's not IBU heavy enough.
Yep.
Fuzzy, yes.
You guys know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like that fuzzy tooth feeling.
Yeah.
And it's from really bitter, like tannins and stuff.
Yeah, the tannins. Well, if you don't let them settle.
Hops do the same thing.
If you don't let them settle, they're going to settle on your teeth.
Ugh.
If you let them settle in the can, they'll settle on your teeth.
So now I want to know the study of people who drink dank IPAs and their occurrence of cavities.
Like, whoa, what are you? The dentists are like, whoa, you've been drinking a lot of dank IPAs?
Yeah. How you know?
Because your enamel is missing.
So you don't have gone. Any enamel.
It's my teeth whitening process.
In fact, you don't even have any fucking gums left.
Yeah. Ooh. What do I need gums for?
Have you smiled in the mirror lately?
Ooh,
I just sit in a dark room listening to The Perfect Pour. Is it
worse than meth mouth? Is dank mouth?
No, but it is only one step above.
What? Just one? Meth. Just a shade.
Dank mouth.
Dank mouth. Got that dank mouth.
A severe case of dank mouth.
So,
how did that date go last night, Stacey? Oh, it was fine, except he's got dank mouth. Yeah, dank mouth.
He's got dip a mouth.
Dip a mouth.
Or trip a mouth. I don't know.
Ooh. Wait a minute.
Kissing my guy just drinks whiskey. It's fine.
Whiskey.
Scotch. He's got scotch mouth.
Whiskey D might be worse than dank mouth. I don't know.
Only if it's really peaty. I don't know. It's that whole peaty scotch thing that I don't like.
The whole campfire happening up in there.
I know. I am like the girl for a lot of people, but then I start talking shit on scotch and they're like, forget it. Fucking, she's dumb.
Yo, shut up.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour.
Nick, what are you talking about, Nick? I keep forgetting.
I'm just saying, brace yourselves. Everything you thought was gone, I'm guessing, is going to start to come back again. We're making that second lap around the track. Next thing you know, you're going to be sitting at a bar and some kid's going to go, have you ever tried independent craft beer?
Nano.
You know, I am independent craft beer, you piece of shit. Yeah,
nano brews. Or brute IPA. Like, just all, I, you know brute, what? It's brute. Like,
oh, yeah.
To me, it's Cascadian kind of like dark ales. Brass fixtures, right? Like, they all come back. Like, if you just wait long enough, just wait another 20 years. And all of the, perfect. Like, yeah, it all comes back. It's true. But
this time around, we know everything. It's like we have a time machine. We saw the past and we were like, oh, yeah, I bet the Cubs are going to win. Damn.
Well, I mean, I kind of really wish that the United States would be a little bit more like Belgium, right? Where they just kind of, they're really patient, right? Like, there's a lot of breweries and they make a lot of cool stuff. And then there's these pubs that are like, that's cool. We're going to take these styles that nobody bought today. And we're just going to put them in the cellar and let spiders crawl all over them and let them get really dusty and weird. And then we put them on the menu 30 years from now and people will pay like $2,000 for a bottle of it. Yeah. And that, right? Like, but it takes a lot of patience, right? It's like third generation pub owners are like, finally, I'm going to see a return on this weird beer investment. And it's going to be great. And we get to go outside and tell people that the fucking war is over. And, you know, it's awesome.
The war is over.
You guys, you can come outside. If you want it. The atomic bomb is gone.
Hitler won? No, Hitler didn't win. Sounds like.
Wait, I blacked out for a minute. Are we talking about the trailer for Indiana Jones 5?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
He finds ancient beer.
Well, I remember going to, I went hazies. To a super weird beer bar in Belgium with Dick Cantwell, actually. And Kim gave him a bunch of money. And she was like, here, go take these kids and go get some like weird old beer, which is great. And we're
take
like,
these
yeah,
kids. Well, here, take these kids.
It was like such a weird night. And they brought up all these beers from like the 70s and 80s. In plastic or not plastic, sorry. In like wicker baskets. Cause there's like, don't shake it. Don't shake these beers. Cause monster. They're like really fucking weird and the cork's going to disintegrate. And, you know, and they were like super careful. They like open it up and they're gingerly pouring it for all of us. And we're all like pretending to love it, but we're like, that's like too weird.
It's like, oh yeah, but I totally
we paid our bill. Cause we're like, yeah, of course. So, like we drank all this weird, strange, like pre-Cold War brew, and it was weird. Dang. It was awesome and awesome at the same time, you know.
Yeah,
did it make?
But I was just like, how did they extract all this money from us for this like really not great beer? He's like, you're drinking history. Shut up and drink it, stupid American.
Yeah. Stupid American.
Yeah, sorry, that was like a really weird side.
I liked it though.
Segue that
I don't not at all drop. An experience we've definitely never had, so.
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah, we're gonna go to Iceland, you guys. We're gonna go to Iceland. We're gonna do this.
Once I was in Fireball and I saw this old pullback of Bud Light at the bottom of the shelf. I'm like, dude, that's like
25 years old.
That's like 1990s Bud Light
basket.
Yeah. Don't shake that, bro. It's gonna blow.
So maybe not Bud, but I love it.
I love it. What else, Nick?
If you would like cold beer and hot barbecue.
Yeah, I like cold barbecue and hot beer, but all right.
Well, okay. Then I can't help you.
Well, maybe somebody else will.
You like must like hazies.
You must like hot hazies.
Well, I hazies hot.
Hazies on the roller. I guess I should have looked up where this place is at. Firehawk Brew Pub, North Carolina.
That's the best. State that's just above South Carolina. If you guys didn't know, you guys don't know geography,
just about, just slightly.
If I know my directions, yeah.
If you know your directions, north as the crow flies.
I got C pluses in geography at Fresno City College, so.
They're saying this is the place to get cold barbecue and hot hazies.
Oh, so good. Is it like barbecue salad? Is that why it's cold?
Yeah, barbecue salad. Yeah. slow smoked salad. Got some applewood romaine, you know, some hickory.
I don't think chew your beer.
Whatever kind of wood you want.
So years ago, I remember going to Eureka Burger and they had this like grilled salad thing. And it was romaine that they like quickly like flash grilled. And I said something to the to the guy. I don't know. I guess
it already sounds fake. Like
flash. Right. It was like. And I said, I was like, the texture is like weird. I mean, I feel like romaine's supposed to just be crisp, right? And just, you know, like a nice crisp lager. You know, your romaine should be cold and crisp and
little,
like healthy, freshly picked.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he goes, well, it's limp because it's grilled. And I'm like, what I'm saying is maybe you shouldn't have grilled it. Is what. That's actually what I'm saying.
Did you waft it over the flame? I'm like, what is the level of grilling here?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not making a stink. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's why you're not selling much of this is because you're serving me warm romaine and it's fucking weird. Like, I don't know that people are expecting that. And he's like, well, we did lots of taste tests on this and people liked it. And I was like, well, they fucking lied. And you know what? It's not on their menu anymore. So
was that after the whiskey tasting? Is that when you gave them the
romaine? It was some beer tasting thing that I was at, obviously. But
I meant the focus group. The focus group.
Oh yeah.
I'll try our limp salad.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know who you paid to tell you that this shit tasted good, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. Yeah, and he was like super offended, like maybe it was his idea, and then I felt kind of bad, like, oh well, I'm sorry that
people like this.
I'm sorry that limp Caesar is like not the jam, but it's not.
Yeah, that's terrible. That sounds
that's
bad.
My Eureka story. I've had lots of great experiences with Eureka, but the grilled limp salad was not one of them. I'm about to open my
steal the glass.
Saison.
Oh, all right.
Saison. I need a new beer too.
Oh,
last old.
I got like a half gold because you don't.
I love gold.
I'm like, yo, Saison, you only get partial gold.
Mikey rates your beer for you.
I rate your beer by how much I love you gold. I love gold. You get. I hate gold.
Can we petition Untappd to let Mikey re-rate your beer for you after you've checked it in?
Right. Like,
I'm like, nah, bro, that wasn't a 4.25. That was a 3.50.
I think if you go on Untappd, like as a doctor, you can re-rate it.
I'm a doctor, and this is a bogus
doctor, Mikey.
By the way, we have convinced Rad Stacy to go back on Untappd. She has a new Untappd handle. Is it rad.stacy with an E?
No, it's rad_Stacy, and that's STACEY. Don't mess that up. STACEY sounds the same, looks better. Sorry for any of you Stacys that spell it wrong out there, but.
Now we have lost all our Stacy listeners that don't have the E.
And you know what? Don't worry about it. It's your mom that spelled it wrong, but you can still go to the courthouse and pay $250 and add the E.
Did you do that?
No, my mom spelled it right. I'm just saying for the ones that have a piece of shit mom. Yeah, that these other Stacys don't have to live a fucked up existence. You can go and like change it to the right spelling.
All right, bold. Where are we? We're already pissing off half our listenership. Half our listenership was Stacy.
I work with a Stacy, and she and I argue about this all the time. We're good friends, but I'm just like, your mom fucked up. I don't know what to tell you. She spelled it wrong.
Wow. What if her mom comes in one day?
Oh, give me a break.
Are you the Stacy with an E? You're all, yes, ma'am. How can I help you? And she just slaps you across the face.
Yeah, 100%. I would tell you that the absolute worst spelling is like I-E. Like, yeah. What are you, some like bimbo from Malibu?
Yeah.
Get out. Yeah. Malibu Stacy. I-E. Stop it.
Stacy I-E.
Stacy.
What? So... Wow. I'm gonna just I'm gonna record that. That's gonna be a drop at some point here. Wait, what are you good, Nick? Are you good with the culture, or do you have some other items?
I'm sorry, I totally took over the culture thing.
You're right.
This is the land of tangents. Do not worry.
It's a new show. You're
in a safe space here.
We're gonna work it out. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna step on some toes, and that's all right. We're gonna,
yeah.
You know, we're getting that little hit you get from the bright tank.
Over people anyway, so
yeah. I do want to mention one thing that Red Stacy probably can speak of, but so Firestone Walker came out this week saying that, like, oh, bro, did you know Hopnosis is a cold IPA? Like, they're just like, dude, like, this whole time Hopnosis has been hiding as a cold IPA. But this week they're like, came out as like, it came out of the closet as a cold IPA. Even though they didn't mention anything about it before. But now that cold IPAs are cool, they're like, oh, yeah, Hopnosis is cold. Cold IPA.
Always been here.
It's always been.
Yeah. If you're coming out of the closet now saying that, I don't know. I'm calling bullshit.
Ooh.
On that. Sorry, Firestone.
But Mr. Brindle,
sorry, Matt. Sorry, David.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Brindleson saying that the way they brew Hopnosis is the same way you brew a cold IPA. So basically, Hopnosis is a cold IPA. They just don't have it on the label, I guess.
So basically, you weren't brave enough to own that label before, but now that other people are doing it, you're going to jump on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when cold IPAs aren't cool anymore, they're going to be like, oh, well, it was never really a cold IPA. It was like just really like a... It was a tepid IPA. It was fine.
It was a room tip IPA.
Mildly infuriating IPA. Right.
I could barely feel it IPA. It's fine.
So I'll be interested if they do a label refresh on Hopnosis and they add that to the label. Like, also,
they'll add a sticker IPA that says also cold.
Also a cold also IPA. Cold.
Now cold. Now with extra cold.
Extra cold IPA. That and the one style watch thing, which I don't quite understand, but I guess I do. So the past few years, chiladas have been, you know, a popular thing, and basically the beer business side is saying like chiladas just keep getting popular and they are not going away, and people love fucking chiladas. And so, like, indie beer has to, like, figure out chiladas, I guess, because...
Be chilada ready?
Yeah. Doesn't Tioga have one? Or don't they do, not package, but, like, don't they do chiladas at Tioga?
Probably with Zorro, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Well, can we call out Slow Brew, who makes a canned, like, pre-mixed gelada? No?
They make the mix, and then you put the mix with your beer?
No, it's in. It's already, it's freaking ready to go.
Freaking Hold ready on. To drink.
Give me a second. I gotta Google it.
She's Googling.
Oh, you get music for that, Rad Stacy.
I know, there is music for that. Slow Brew. It's the Rodrigo.
The Rodrigo? I didn't know Slow Brew had a name. Beer called Rodrigo. Damn it, that's a good name. Call it Rodrigo.
Yeah, Tio Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tio Rodrigo. And there's Uncle actually Rodrigo. Three different flavors. But wow, the Tio Rodrigo Michelada different... original.
Yeah.
It's quite good. It's pretty good.
You've had this?
I have had it. Wow. In fact, my significant other, who does all of the beer ordering over there at the Gazebo Gardens. It's one of the ones that's like most popular, like as a pre-mixed, hey, you know, like Sunday
what
brunch canned, already canned beer.
1101 beers.
Right, exactly, 1101 beers. But, you know, as far as like the pre-mixed Micheladas go, I think they do a pretty good job. I don't like the mango one very much. But the original is pretty good. It's a green can. Amazing. It has a skeleton with a mustache. Mango
so popular in the craft beer?
I don't know. Is it just like cheap to get?
Brewers are like, that puts a mango.
That's always what I assume. So
everyone's like, I love mango.
Like, oh, you know what?
Nobody
I love mango salsa, but
toss it
I
in
don't
there.
Want it in my beer.
Well, you must not be a Stacy with an IE.
Oh.
You don't like mango.
Not Malibu here. Nick.
Malibu Nick.
All right.
That's so Nick just, with an E. No,
everyone just watch that's out right. for Michelada style in the indie beer world. If you start, I mean, if you're an indie brewer, start get, you know, you had to start making hazies, start making some Micheladas, brah.
I make wonder that if money. That's outside of California. A thing outside of.
I think it is. I think it's like a in because I think I was reading it from like a general beer business publication or something. It wasn't like a California thing. It was like dude, Micheladas are not going away. Freaking wake up.
I would say though that still that style is probably most popular in like the West and like Southwest states, like, you know, getting into Nevada, Arizona, Texas. But I don't think you're going to find the Michelada being super popular in like Maine. I could be wrong.
Maine.
I could be wrong, but I just don't feel like it would
right.
be. I
people think are it, dipping their lobster in it in Maine.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
lobster
you know,
beer.
Hazy buttered lobster
doing
IPA,
oyster
maybe.
Stout, so up there,
but
buttered lobster.
Could you imagine?
I bet gross. Somebody's done it.
I'm sure somebody has because that's just the name of the game like with craft beer. It's like, is it craft, weird? Let's fucking give it a try.
Craft beer is like what? Craft beer is the Simpsons did it of beverages. Like everyone's like, what if we took? What if we took this and mix it with this? Oh, craft beer did it.
Yeah. So this Armistice Saison is super duper good. I really enjoy it. 6.2%. Simplistic label, which I respect. Oh. They're not trying to like grab me on a label buy, which I always appreciate.
Well, breweries always get me on a label by
Richmond, California. So,
East Bay.
Yeah, probably using tap water and doing an awesome job with it. It's good.
Tap water.
Is it dank?
It is not dank. Oh. No, but it is a little bit spicy.
Doesn't put anything on your teeth.
My teeth are not fuzzy.
What's the teeth feel like?
My teeth still feel smooth. I still have all my enamel. It's good.
Give me the teeth feel, please. Teeth feel description.
Whoa. Just a weird
Oh, spelt malt and noble hops. It's right up my fucking alley. I always talk about noble hops and how people don't respect them enough, even though they're noble.
We just don't.
They're so noble.
You know what? Well, you should. Well, they're coming back.
Blame Mosaic if you're going to blame anybody for not liking noble hops.
Blame Mosaic for all your hop problems because everyone's like, is this Mosaic in it? No, but it's another hop that's also good.
No, it's all Mosaic.
But it has Vic's Secret.
Vic's Secret.
Yeah. Is that all we need?
Vic's Secret is he's also Mosaic.
It's awesome.
Vic's secret is that he has no secrets. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's all out there. Vic's secret is he's just always naked in the hot tub. He's like, no secrets here, bro. Okay, Vic, thanks. We good. We know you have no secrets. Nah, no secrets here.
That actually is one of the funniest things that was said during my tenure at Victoria's Secret when I worked there. Was they were like, man, this bitch has no secrets. That is the secret. I was like, oh, okay.
She tells all the customers all her business. I understand.
Oh, Victoria.
Victoria, you are just so crazy.
You're so silly. She'd be a sour beer for sure. So I did want to quickly give a shout out to Christian at Whole Foods because I told him I would give him a shout out if he listened to the podcast because he did recommend some beers to me.
Oh, wait, what department is Christian work in?
Whole Foods, yeah.
But I mean, what department? Oh, where is he working?
In the beer department, the specialty department, I guess I should say. Yay. But super good guy. I used to sell him bullshit, and now he sells me bullshit. So the whole thing is like full circle.
Oh no, Fresno loves saisons. Oh, they do. Oh yeah, I think you should like this whole door should be saisons.
So even after I stopped working for New Belgium, he was such a doll and brought Dominga in for me. So Valleywide actually stocks Dominga, which is the mimosa sour that New Belgium makes in cans, which I love. And he's like, I carry it for you because you've always been so awesome. And literally like...
Nobody buys it.
Well, he said in the summertime kinda people old. Do. And then I buy it in the wintertime just to make sure it stays in stock. But yeah, he was like, well, he goes, I buy it because of you. And then Valleywide keeps it in stock because Whole Foods is like one of these required, like, hey, if I buy it, you have to keep it at least a layer of it, you know, on check. So
layer.
Yeah.
Just layer.
A layer is about seven cases. Yeah. 14 units. Dude.
Mikey, do you have a layer? Have you ever had a layer?
A layer.
A layer of beer. I'm sure you've had a layer of beer altogether.
I'm sure in my 20s I had a layer of beer. That's for sure.
Bro, I've had a whole layer of beer today. Give me a break.
Oh my God, you're throwing up.
I've had a layer of beer, okay?
Yeah, that's always the thing with distributors. They're like, we have to bring in at least a layer. I'm like, oh, I can sell a layer. Don't worry. I can do it.
I can
look at it, and I sell it to Whole Foods even without the commission. Damn.
No layer commission.
Where's my kickback?
New layer. Yep.
Bro, I sold you a layer. Come on, man.
But you know, I'm gonna say that while I love him very, very much, he recommended a couple of great beers. He was like, well, he's like, there's this sour that's really, really good. And I was about to go for it. Like I had my hand reached out for it. I was about to grab it. And he's like, yeah, and it's got some lactose in it. And I was like, fuck right off. Nope.
Bye.
And you threw it against the wall and you walked out.
Yeah. And then I could see it in his face. He felt kind of bad. He was like, oh, you don't like lactose. And I was like, how long have we been friends?
Seriously. I'm a piece of shit.
It's fine. It's okay. Christian, I still love you. It's fine.
Hey,
but I wasn't going to pay $14.99 for a sour that has some vanilla lactose in it.
To pay $14.99 anyway.
Whoa. I'm in Christian's corner on this.
All right. It's fine. Well, next time we meet in person, maybe I'll bring one in. We can all try it.
Oh, okay.
You can get my live reaction.
Live reaction,
which is always fun. Feeding Stacy things that you know she's gonna hate.
Oh, new segment for the show.
Oh no.
Feed Stacy something.
See that list. Leave me your
voicemail. You're like, shut up, voicemail. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Can be part of the show, you the listener, if you call 559-492-0542. That is an old 90s voicemail messaging system that is still operating. Google has not Google completely forgot that they have Google Voice. They have phone numbers and voicemails. They have no idea it still exists, but we're the only ones using a Google phone number, and you can call that all day long. Doesn't matter. There's no breathalyzer to call. You can just leave a message, and no one will judge you. And you can also just email us perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can record something and email us that recording. And we will start with traditional voicemails if we have any. And we do. So here we go. Let's begin. Voicemails.
Hey, guys. This is Pittsburgh Tom. Hi, Pittsburgh. Calling in to congratulate you on episode 500, 501,
thank 502. You, Tom.
Keep them going. Just a little late calling in, but just want to congratulate you guys and let everyone know I'm getting ready for Radar Palooza 2023 in Pittsburgh.
We are
about 99 days away from it. So I'm doing all the research, checking out all the breweries, checking out all the different beers.
It's a lot of work.
Getting ready, getting excited. So Radar Palooza 2023. It will kick off June 24th through July 1st. So hit me up if you're interested in coming. A lot of people already said they'll be here, but you can hit me up on the Discord, Instagram, Pittsburgh Tom, and it's actually Pittsburgh Tom _. And text me if you have my number and just let me know if you're coming out. All right, hope to see everyone there. Talk to you later. Keep up the good work. Pittsburgh.
Oh, my gosh. The Radar Palooza talk has begun. Pittsburgh Tom is beginning the preparations and all the things. And so start getting your vacation, Pittsburgh vacation together. June 24th. Radar Palooza number 3 happening in the Pittsburgh area. The Western Pennsylvania will never be the same. the every single tap room will probably be visited, I'm predicting.
Yes.
How many are
stickers
there?
Will be placed?
I don't know. We're going to see. Radar Palooza is going to suss out that information. We're gonna know.
Nice.
Hey guys, congratulations on your Buttonfly 501 episode. Appreciate that.
Oh really?
Guess the Zipperfly 505 is the next milestone. You know, I was working on an or game for you guys. Didn't get around to it. I guess that'll be coming up sometime. Maybe I don't know who. Maybe I'll get around to it before 505. Really appreciate you guys still doing what you're doing, and I really do have to say, I enjoyed listening to Rad Stacy's brain. I love her beer brain. I think she's real fun.
Yeah, but I don't know that she'd be good for the show.
She can break away.
Yeah, she might not make it.
And get in the studio and hang out with you guys. Or even, I don't know, zoom in or however you do it, Mikey.
Nah, so, I don't think so.
I wanted to give you guys like a good idea to me. My 2 cents. So those are my 2 Abraham Lincolns. And, as usual.
Abraham Lincolns.
Abraham. I love it.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't know about that Rad Stacy idea.
Oh, that's really sweet. Mm-hmm. I actually love talking about beer. Love talking. And like, and I'm just going to come out before you play another voicemail that I enjoy talking about beer more now that I'm not like working in it. I think I enjoy beer so much more, and this is like really exciting and fun for me. So thanks for embracing my neuroses and my voice and all of that stuff. So it was really fun.
All right. Rejuvenation. That's traditionals. Let's look at the email. Let's go into our email box and see who has mailed us things.
And if you're wondering, Pittsburgh has over 40 craft breweries.
Whoa!
You can email us pics.
Hey guys,
what's going on? It's Colin and Janine. Oh my God.
Sorry, we've been MIA for a little while. We've been super preoccupied.
Yeah, it's Saturday here in lovely Denver, Colorado. We finally got sunshine. We actually hit 60 degrees and shit. It's been cold.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to Colorado Springs a couple weeks ago when we called you and. Since then, we've just been kind of laying low, but we went to this new brewery this week called Ursula, and they had a stylized IPA.
Yeah, you guys. I don't know if you guys know about this new. What do you call that? What's Mikey's thing? Style Watch.
Yeah, so we are going to go to Collab Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And we will give you an update there, and we'll tell you about the new style when we go there, because we are going there, so we will give you an update.
Yeah, it's a little expensive for the festival, but the truth is the amount of beers that are going to be there and then the collaboration between all the breweries is going to be pretty fantastic. I mean, honestly, guys.
And all the brewers that we know here tell us that that is the fest to go to other than GABF.
They've been saying that for years.
But we've never gone, so this is the first year we're going.
Yeah. We're doing it.
Anyways,
$65.
The bartender explained to us at Ursula that thialized means that it's some kind of a specialized yeast that absorbs the flavor of hops and grain so that they can use less hops and grain in a brew.
And still extract
all the flavor because there's a hop shortage and there's a grain shortage and there's a can shortage and everybody's in crisis and yeast are just thriving the fuck out of the whole life, so if we can use yeast and still have beer, great, but I'm sure bearded brewer will know way more about this than we do. But
well, the twist about the whole thing is that it generates a flavor in IPA that it's like if you've ever had a really fruity IPA, which is kind of unusual. Usually they're either dank like a Westie or they're bright, but it has a strange. I mean, you guys have to try it. It's like
I don't know how to explain it either.
On the tongue, but it doesn't taste like fruit.
It's not as hop bite. It doesn't have as much of a hop bite, and I kind of like that. But I think it's super flavorful too. So I don't know. I like it.
It's okay. It's pretty good. I mean, it's kind of one of those I can have one kind of IPAs, but I don't know. Mikey, what's up, dude? Drinking triple? Oh, what, quads on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Sorry, on a Friday.
Do what I want.
Don't judge.
Quads. Do what I want. Do me my dad. I got it, dad. Do me my dad.
I know they should. Scotty 91, get on that. Make a badge called Dropping Quads.
yeah, do it, man. Like, make a new badge. It'll be fun.
We just wanted to let you know we're still listening. We're not neglecting you guys. We will give you an update from Collab Fest.
We're totally neglecting them, though. We're now making up for it.
We're trying to make up for it, yeah. One day we'll have to do a Zoom call with, Mikey, and we'll show you the whole hot tub situation, if you want to see it. And it is awesome. There's nothing wrong with it.
Please. So,
we will show you if you want.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Oh, no, it's great. We love it.
Anyway, we like you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Saturday.
Thornton.
Thank you.
So that's interesting. I want to know about this.
Which part?
Yeah, well, the hot tub, obviously.
Yeah.
Of course.
I need to know what they're brewing in there for sure.
Yeah, they're brewing something.
But yeah, Colorado is like always on the precipice of, hey, let's make it green, let's make it less impactful to the environment. So I'm down for what they're talking about.
Well.
Mm. Yeah, what's the teeth fuzz level on that beer they're talking about?
Yeah, I need to know the tooth fuzz level for sure.
President Barack Obama here. Can you hear me, guys? I'm driving. So I was having a brew with Scotty B the other day, and I believe it was a micro brew, too. And we both decided that the science is settled, and we want to be clear. Perfect Pour is the best podcast ever, not just crap beer podcast.
Yeah.
Best podcast ever.
Thank you.
So keep up the great work, guys. I'm driving!
Brock drives his own car?
Oh, wow, he drives his own car.
Yeah, that's surprising. Wow. He must have escaped the compound.
So like, oh, you know, no, what?
They just let him do the lap around the building.
He's in a golf cart.
Michelle, you know what? I'm going to go driving around. Call the perfect bar. Okay. That's right. I've earned that right. I was president 8 years. Now I get to drive around. Call a podcast.
I love it.
Scotty B does a decent Barack Obama.
Very timely impression.
It was pretty decent, actually.
Yeah, very timely, since we're what's that thing you're talking about, Nick? We're circling back around to things now.
What year is this?
Barack Obama impersonations are popular again. You know what? Yeah. Have you heard about these things? They're called hazy IPAs. Apparently, you can't see through them. I love gold. New beer. Urban Roots Brewing West Coast IPA. It's guacamole. What?
Oh, shit.
What's going on, Urban Roots?
Throw it away.
It's guacamole is extra. That's the beer name. I don't know that guacamole in it.
It's mosaic because it's true.
It's mosaic and citra in it. That's fine. You can put guacamole in it as long as mosaic and citra are in there.
Does it go good with guacamole, hopefully?
Everything goes good with guacamole. Long as it's salsa heavy.
Trash cans, dumpsters.
Like, I want my guacamole to be salsa heavy. Some guacamole has almost no salsa. I want salsa heavy guacamole. I don't know about how you guys like your guacamole.
I like it to be relatively salty, peppery, and I like it to be pretty cilantro heavy.
Mm. Ooh, some people don't like the cilantro.
Yeah, I love cilantro. So,
Nick, do you have a guacamole preference?
I love mine when it stays in the container at Chipotle. It does not leave. Like, I like looking at it and it stays there and it's fine.
You like to literally watch it turn brown, because that's how fast guacamole turns. You can just watch it. You can like, oh, here's the shading. Here it goes.
He's just doing a time lapse. Like, there it goes.
Yeah, you don't have to
stand here long enough.
You don't have to do a time lapse on guacamole.
Guy will be mad because his guacamole is now brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you need lots of citric acid.
Oh,
stop! No oysters to clarify the guac.
Oh yeah.
No, just.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Not gonna help.
I'm driving. Hey, it's Wazoo. Just give you a call. Tell you about a couple of beers I had. The boy had a lacrosse game over in Tamala. Is it Tamalapay or Tamalapai? Over by Novato. Mikey, you know what I'm talking about.
I
stopped
Novato
at a place called Tamalapai, which was a little pizza joint. Had some beers on tap. It was rainy and windy and cold, and I was in the mood for stout. And Nick, really, you've never had an oyster stout. You've never had Hen House oyster stout. Man.
Right.
Hen House oyster stout, classic. Oyster stout. If you haven't had it, say the word. I'll find it. Get it to you.
Okay. It's a good one.
But anyway, ordered an oyster stout, and nope, they don't have oyster stout. Oh, well, crap. So I had an Iron Ox Pilsner. Now, I couldn't remember if that's where Paul
was
or not. I want to say it was, but it may not be something like that. But anyway, it was an okay beer. Nothing to write home about. It got a job done. Had a little lunch with the boy, and then they had the game and the rain and the fog, and it was horrible weather, whatever. But just got done meeting up for the annual NCAA men basketball tournament bracket pick thingy that I do with some buddies. Unfortunately, only myself and one other guy showed up out of the 8 of us that do it. But the highlight, we did meet at a little smokehouse/brewery you might have heard about that's in the Sacramento. It's called Urban Roots. We met there. I had myself a pour of the unfiltered Pilsner they make once a year called Comfort Hamster. Hit the spot. Delicious. And then had a collab IPA they've made before they made again with Beechwood Brewing and Barbecue called Steely Jam. I had the Urban Roots version. Was delicious. And then I had a small pour of their bourbon barrel-aged chocolate mustache Imperial Stout for dessert. to go along with my smoked turkey club sandwich and dry rub smoked wings and rustic slaw. Ah, the food's so good there. If you're up here, go to Urban Roots. Great eats, great drinks, fantastic. That's all I got. Be safe. Check your dates. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
I'm driving through Folsom. Folsom, 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 Folsom.
And there. You mentioned something north of Nevada I've not heard of before. That was weird.
Tehachapi.
Tehachapi is not north of Marin. In Marin. Nick.
Tarpey?
Tehachapi.
He's in Tarpey.
Tarpey.
Tehachapi. You know, I got into a little bit of an Instagram war with the chick from that one place in Tehachapi.
I like that we've added a person that also gets into social media fights. Like more.
Yeah.
Nick's just like, oh my God.
Are you saying I'm not pulling my weight around here? Is that what you're saying?
No, like we need,
to
have
start
you
more fights on Instagram.
We need to have you, Nick. We can't have you also fighting on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
we can't have three people fighting people on social media. It's only two.
Well, and I never start the fight. That's the thing is people just want to fight with me. And I'm like, why are you just woke up today and chose violence? Like, I don't understand.
I ask my dog that same thing every day.
Yeah. It's like, why do you got to start negative? I mean, if you're going to be negative, then I'll be negative back. But like, why do you got to start negative? You could have chose positive. Yeah. Boy, we're going to get into it. We're getting so much trouble.
It's for another episode.
Finally.
Yes, I think everybody knows who you're talking about. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Wait, I don't think I know. Wait, who are you talking about? She doesn't work at Firestone.
Let's just say she's a queen.
Oh, okay.
Yas, queen.
But if you have to declare yourself Beyonce? A queen, I'm going to here to tell you that you're probably not one.
You got in a fight with Beyonce on Instagram?
Happy 500 to you. Happy 500 to you. Happy 500 perfect poor. Happy 500 to you. Hey guys, it's Wazoo. Happy 500th show. That's kick ass. That's a lot of beers. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of effort. The effort. That's what I really appreciate about you guys. Every week putting in the, you know, the 90 to 120 minute show. Like, that's effort. Yeah. That's effort. You know, a lot of places slack off. They give you a 30 minute show, 45 minute show.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
Not the perfect four. These guys know how to do it. They put in the effort. They put in the work for how many shows? How many? 500. Yeah. I'll call back next week, and I'm just gonna sit here and celebrate, and look forward to watching you tonight, and listen to the show again on Friday. That's all I got. Thanks a lot, Mikey. Appreciate all you do, Nick. Appreciate all you do, and even Bearded Brewer, if you're out there, appreciate all the hours and hours and hours of hearing your silky smooth voice. Mm-hmm. Take care, guys. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye. It's 500.
I don't know. That sounded like a soccer game in the background, or maybe it was water polo.
It did.
But I don't know why that he sent it today.
Was that
so
supposed to play last week?
Maybe. I don't know. Something happened. But he sent it
today.
Well,
he said bang per buck high. That's good.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Just trust me, guys. That's good. It's a good thing they said that. Like, all right, Rad Stacey. Like,
I promise, as
somebody that's been away from the show, like, how much do they talk about the perfect pour out there in the beer culture world, Rad Stacey? Like, how, like. You're just like inundated, like, hey, we lose the perfect bar. You're like, yeah, I know about the perfect bar.
You would have to be talking to somebody who hangs out with people in beer culture, which you guys are it for me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, great.
Ugh, we're in this freaking little columbarium together. I don't know.
Just the yurt of podcasting.
I have put my feelers out there for Firestone Walker Invitational to get some media passes, though. I just want you to know. So if you got, if anybody out there listening has any sway, I've reached out to some folks.
Rad Stacy with some Firestone Walker, so we can actually get a representation for the first time in history at the Firestone Walker Invitational.
I did say that we have an international listenership.
That's right. So. We are huge in Iceland. Iceland freaking loves us.
Huge.
We are huge.
Take the beer out of the salesman, but you can't take the salesman out of the beer.
The UK loves us. Brazil. Australia. We got them.
Well, here's Japan. Here's the thing. Here's my theory. Okay, so we need to do a show internationally. I don't know if we just need to drive like right over the border of Canada and be like, hey, now we're doing our first international show in Vancouver or
BC,
something.
Bro.
It'd be awesome. In 2024, I am actually heading to Newfoundland to see the total eclipse in April. And one of my major stop-offs is a brewery that's called Dildo Brewing Company, and it's in the town of Dildo, Newfoundland. So please follow. I can probably, you know, broadcast live from Dildo Brewing Company. They'd be super into
that
it.
That would be.
And if you know what, if you know what, if fucking Firestone Walker Invitational does not want to recognize us after we go live from Dildo Brewing Company, they can.
They can.
They can go somewhere.
Yeah. So did dildos get their name from Dildo Newfoundland?
Yeah, so there's North Dildo and South Dildo.
You don't have to tell me.
And apparently you need special invitation to go to South Dildo. I'm only going to North Dildo, but you know, we'll see.
So have we.
I stay in North Dildo as much as possible.
You guys fucking Google it. It's a real thing. And Dildo Brewing Company. They are deeply invested in their community, and they put out a lot of great beer from what I see on social media. I follow them.
Holy
so
balls.
Dildo Brewing Company. Everyone who listens to The Perfect Pour, just go follow them. They'll be like, wow, all these people from the U.S. is like super into us.
Motherfucker.
When I come back with a sweatshirt that says I went to Dildo Brewing Company and all I got was a sweatshirt, you're going to be jelly. It's fine. Yeah. I'll get you guys one. Just give me your sizes.
Extra large.
I went to Dildo Brewing Company and all I got was stiff.
All I got was this tight fitting tank top.
Oh my gosh. That phone just died, so I just lost my sound bites. Sorry. But that was the final voicemail. So there you go. Now it's time for. Wait, let's see if I can pull this off. I have a backup system that I rarely utilize. Let's see if I can utilize something.
Do you have to wind it up?
Yeah, I have to. Yeah. I have to crank it up like an old car.
It's the As Seen on TV flashlight.
Yeah.
/ radio.
Those things are great.
Oh yeah, they are. They're good for exercising and are having a really, really slightly.
We are number one podcast. What do you expect?
Oh, I know.
You ain't here for the free food, huh?
I've been here.
I'm here for the free guacamole.
Yeah.
It's already brown. Don't even bother.
Don't trust the free guacamole.
No, do not.
Like, apparently, I don't have been caught drinking in my backup sound bite. So,
if the guacamole is brown, turn around.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, my. Yes. You tied everything together.
Yes.
As mentioned earlier, Rad Stacy is on Untappd. voluntarily. We didn't force her at all. Wink, wink.
No,
it wasn't in the contract of like, if you're going to be a host on a purple bar, you got to go on, on tap. And that's when Rad Stacey's like, all right, let me give you, give me a week and I'll get back to you guys. Because she was like, yeah, I want to do it. I want to be on the Perfect Pour, guys. Can I be a co-host? And we're like, yeah, that sounds good. All right, so start your Untappd profile. You're like, what? I'm like, no. Yeah, get your Untappd profile. You're like, wait, I got to have an Untappd profile? You're like, oh, yeah.
So what's funny is I tried to recover the Rad Stacey Untappd profile, and it said it was already taken, and I'd already had some beverages, and I was like, well, fucking fuck this shit, what about underscore? So there's probably two Rad Stacey's out there, but Rad Stacey underscore with the underscore between the Rad and the Stacey is the one that is current. The old Rad Stacey, I don't know who she is.
Wait, it's not you?
Might be dead. I don't know.
Is it? Wait, is it you that you just can't get back into it? Or is it another person?
I think
person?
So, yeah. Either I was too inebriated to figure it out and I just got frustrated. Or somebody else has taken it over altogether.
Makes me wonder how whoever handles Untappd's customer feedback line must have some really... really crazy customer feedback of like at 2 a.m. somebody sent in, you motherfuckers, I can't even get it in my account.
Like, I'm sitting here going like, that's me though. That's me. Like, they're both me. Okay. Can you merge them somehow? Do like a half underscore? Man. I don't understand.
Scotty 91, one of our listeners, Scotty 91, is an Untappd, whatever you call it, gatekeeper, not gatekeeper, but you know,
awesome.
So, you know, we're in, don't worry about it. He'll handle it wherever you need.
Perfect. Thank you. Help me. Help.
What did you have? Did you drink anything cool, Rad Stacey?
Probably. It was probably champagne, to be honest, because that usually makes me pretty surly. And then if I try to do things technical, I'd like start breaking shit.
Wait, do you like brewed IPAs?
I don't, ironically.
That doesn't make sense to me. My brain doesn't like that.
You'd think. I feel like they took the brute yeast or like the champagne yeast and they didn't treat it right.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
They funked it up.
It is what it is. I always knew also that brewed IPA was a fad, and so I didn't want to fall in love with anything because I knew it would disappear.
You're like, I know that's not going to last. I'm not going to get involved in
right. that. And, you know, because, you know, I fucked around and found out with Fat Tire, it disappeared. Yeah. And I was deeply in love with that. So now I don't trust anything.
I don't trust anything anymore.
I don't trust any of you.
Wait,
except for
did we drink all the original Fat Tire on 500?
I still have like six left of the OG Fat Tire. All
right. Make sure you hang on to those. Those are freaking gold. Yeah.
It was funny because actually today at Whole Foods with my homie Christian, I was like, hey, what do you think of the new Fat Tire? And he was like, oh, that's not just a package change. I'm like, nah, man, it's a whole beer change. And he's like, what? Yeah, like blew his mind. And so I don't think the news has really come out. People are just like, well, maybe they'll just buy it and like they'll drink it and they'll think that Fat Tire is awesome if they didn't like the original one.
Yeah, well, that's kind of New Belgium's theory there.
Is it?
I think so.
They're holy just like, shit. I don't know. Like, I don't trust anything now. That's all.
Well, because of the beer geeks that would care that the style or the recipe has changed slightly aren't necessarily drinking Fat Tire because they sold out. So like the people that are just like, oh, like I, you know, I'm not invested in selling out or buy out whatever. I just drink beer that I like. Those people they're not gonna be like, oh no, it's different now. I'm not drinking it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm already over it. We got divorced. It's fine.
Oh, okay. You're like, stop breaking up my ex.
Stop. Yeah. I'm bringing it up, so it's okay. Obviously, like, I'm still looking for, like, the last roll in the sack.
you're like, well, it's you know, okay. It's 2 a.m. I'll text Alton. It's like, hey, are you up? New Belgium, are you up?
They're all just texting Fat Tire, like, are you still there?
Are you still there, Fat Tire? Is that you?
Hello.
Is that original? Are you too? Original? Yeah, I'm still here, Stacey.
Let me in. Let's talk about your feelings. Or my feelings, I guess, really, at this point.
The Nick 80. Did you drink anything this week?
Nothing.
Boo. a couple of sad sacks over there.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
That foamy mustache you're making, Mikey, is pretty legit. That's pretty legit.
You can only see me. I poured a very aggressive head with my avocado beer, so my guacamole beer.
Right. Yummy.
Ooh, sadly, I only checked in 2 of my recent drinkings. Strange Magic from Moonraker. And the aforementioned Off Baseline from New Glory.
All right. You only had one market visit?
Yeah, it was, obviously there was 6 beers from the market, but only 2 got checked in. Oh. So I do not remember the rest.
Can I go through your recycling bin and figure out what you drink?
No, that was picked up Tuesday, so. Gone. Bye. Bye-bye.
You'll never know. We'll have to go to the well, I think you have a different service than I do, maybe. You're in the city, right? So.
We are, shitty of Fresno. Local trash. We have locally sourced waste disposal.
Well, mine's county trash, so.
Ours is artisan.
Yeah.
Artisan waste disposal.
Artisan trash.
I had this week. I found, I went to a place I had not been in quite some time. And because I didn't trust the place and I don't go there anymore. But this week I was driving by, so I'm like, all right, I'll go in and see. And I went to Total Wine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mega. Whoa. Conglomerate.
Yeah, alcohol. Man. It's big, it's called Big Liquor. oh, you guys are Big Liquor in here.
We didn't ask what your nickname was.
Bigly Wine and big other stuff.
It's called Big Liquor. Well, they had House of Pendragon canned beers.
And,
I got a 4-pack of Lancelot IPA in cans. And I guess House of Pendragon does maybe the mobile canning service, I'm assuming. Because I don't think they can. I don't think they have a canning line or anything.
Sir Cans-a-Lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they pay Sir Cans-a-Lot to can their stuff. But so they don't have any dates on their cans. So I went to check the dates, but there's no dates. But my Vons, working for a grocery store for 11 years, my Vons experience, I looked at the shelf talker, aka the tag on the end, and if you look really tiny in the tag, it has the date that tag was printed, and that date was a March. Like, I think it was March 3rd date that they tagged that.
Oh, man.
They printed
industry
it.
Experience.
So I'm like, all right, this is a recent beer because they just...
2023, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You do have to check that.
I mean,
if you're at Total Wine...
Devil's advocate.
At Total Wine, you do have to make sure... Don't just look at the month. Look at the year because that might be different. But no, it was 23, so I was like, all right, this is some recent stuff, and it turns out it was. So it was a nice Lancelot IPA 4-pack I had, and then I also got a 4-pack of Allagash, Allagash is trying to do some. They're like trying to get into the IPA game without without the
Allagash White IPA.
They're just trying to get into the normal IPA game, and it was a beer called Hop Reach, and it was okay. It wasn't very good, but you know, good for Allagash trying to do something that's not Allagash White. Good for that.
Allagash White is awesome.
All right. Well,
I think he's going to fight you.
So it was nice having Rad Stacy as a co-host. So
don't hurt
it was nice having a third person on the show.
For no choke outs this episode.
A little bit.
I know, yeah. But, so Mikey's not going to be on it anymore. So
please don't voicemail any voicemails referring to Rad Stacy at all because she's no longer on the show. But.
And no longer rad, apparently.
No, very, very, very unrad Stacy. Very poor Stacy.
I don't hate IPAs. Lame, I just Stacy. Don't like hazy ones. It's fine.
No, I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about that. I'm more offended about
it's the fact that I like the white.
I'm more offended by Allagash White. You can hate IPAs all day and still be on the show. But if you love Allagash White, then
I like it. I don't love it. I like it.
How about you tolerate it? Can you say tolerate it? Just say tolerate it.
I like it.
Damn it, Stacy. I'm trying to keep you on the show. Say tolerate it. This is like when a manager has their employee in the room and they're like trying to keep it above board, but they're also like, we have to do this proper. I know you have different feelings, but let's be on the record, Rad Stacy. Say that Allagash White is not good.
The best I can give you is that I tolerate the fact that you tolerate me tolerating white.
Okay. Allagash. All right. I'll take that.
That's the best. All right.
We can keep you as an employee then. All right.
You survived one more round.
Yeah.
Yay. Don't
please do not come into this perfect poor office bullshit, and man. talk about freaking Allagash White anymore in a positive manner. All right. Don't make me do that.
Okay. How about neutral manner? Is it fine?
I guess.
But we suddenly became like unfriends.
I used to like Rad Stacy.
We're actually in a fucking feud right now. It's fine. Hey, you know what? We have a week to get over
it. I see you at Whole Foods, I'm going to side eye you. I'm going to be like, you got to get some Allagash White?
I'll say, hey, Mikey. You're going to be like, I don't fucking know you.
I don't know who you are.
Stop talking to me, you weirdo.
Yeah. Be very loud and make a big scene and make sure everyone around the Olive Bar knows that I'm talking to a strange person right now.
Who the fuck likes Allagash White?
Stranger.
She tried to touch me in my no-no part. Yeah, it's fine.
Sir, who's your Whole Foods friend? What's his name? I'm sorry.
Christian.
Say, Christian, come here. This lady she talked to me about Allagash White. She said it was good. Could you escort her out of the building, please?
Yeah, and he'll be like, yeah, you know, she's fucking weird.
I know.
Like, I tried to recommend a sour with lactose in it, and she like rolled her eyes at me, and I almost threw her out then. So that's fine.
I'm going to talk to Jeff Bezos tomorrow and say, you know what? I had a bad Amazon experience in your store.
Out of there.
I had a bad experience in one of your Whole Foods, Jeff.
What? He has his own song?
You've never heard that song?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll send it to you. It's super funny.
Born
in 1969, Jeffrey Bezos. Okay.
Oh shit.
Come on now. If you can get him off his water skis. He's always skiing Millerton Lake. He's like, look at me, I'm water skiing.
Is he really?
Oh, is yeah. He's always there at Millerton Lake every day.
What a dick.
You can't get, you can't get him off the lake.
Like, and I just renewed my prime. Gosh darn it.
Actually, I'm thinking of the Facebook guy. I'm sorry. I'm mixing my billionaires up. God damn it.
There's so many of them.
There's so many of these freaking tech assholes that we need to call out.
We love
free skiing militant.
All of the hazies should be named after these guys. They seem like hazy.
That would stop the production instantly.
Probably.
Like, we're not doing them anymore.
Jeffrey Bezos, triple hazy. I don't know.
Find another podcast that's doing whatever the hell we're doing, because I don't really know, but I kind of know, but I don't really know. If you can find that, good luck. Go ahead and email us. You're not going to email us because you're not going to find it.
Because we're not on it.
Yep. Rad Stacy, do you have any cheers?
I cheers to Christian at Whole Foods. If you actually listen to this, thank you.
He better listen at this point.
And thank you for not shutting it off after we started making fun of things. And cheers to Spokeasy. I've been going there a couple of times over the last month or so, and they've had some really good stuff, and I've enjoyed kind of hanging out with those guys. And cheers to the fact that the weather's getting better so we can go out and not get rained on. God,
hopefully. Yes.
That's it.
All right, Nick.
Cheers to you guys for letting me on.
Oh.
What?
The show.
Cheers to Stacy for being on.
Hey.
Yeah, cheers to Stacy, Rad, new Untapped follower. So random.
Wait, Stacy, Rad with a question mark? You're like, Stacy?
No, I'm messing with it.
It's, no, damn.
The official name is Rad underscore Stacy.
Question mark?
Question mark?
I want all perfect poor listeners on Untap. Go friend Stacy right now. Rad underscore Stacy with the E. Go do it now.
And if you do look for me on Instagram, I will say there's also a band called Rad Stacy Music. I am not them.
That's not me.
They recently actually started following me, and we messaged because they were like, "Hey, you get tagged in like a lot of our stuff."
You're like, we're like, no, sick it's of like you and your weird, beer like, geeks metal, tagging us.
It's like a metal band.
Oh,
which is
oh.
I mean, I think it fits. Oh. But I was like, hey, it's awesome. Like, you know, they're like from Arizona. Anyway, nice. We're not affiliated, but they seem cool. Okay. So it's fine.
Seem like you're rad.
Yeah. Rad Stacy Music.
Do they have an E?
Not affiliated, but all of us are rad. So it's okay.
Do they have an E in there?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Rad Stacy Music.
Oh my God.
And it's green. Like they're, did you find them?
I just found them. I'm trying to find where I can play their music.
their logo is green.
It's green.
Yeah. They're super funny. It's so funny because I've gotten messages too, like, oh, your concert was so great last night. And I'm like, yeah, fucking
thank you.
I know. Come on. Yeah. That's them. Right, so pop metal? I don't know what you would call it. It's not jazz, so I don't hate it.
Not elevator. Elevator metal. New category. New style watch. Right?
Elevator metal. I'm stuck here forever and only one of us will survive.
All right. Well, now I did not know that. Now there is a rock band called Metals or metal rock band called Rad Stacey, and then Rad Stacey.
Again, not affiliated, but I'm happy to plug them. They're super nice.
If they come to if they ever come to Fresno, we will go to that show.
I should get backstage tickets. I mean, I put up with a lot of fans tagging me in weird stuff. So,
and you
loved you last night, Rad Stacey. Like, yeah, that's kind of hard to you know, when you're married, you're like who? Why is this person adding you? It's a rock band, honey. Oh, okay.
Sure. It is.
I love seeing you last night, Rad Stacey. It was the best night of my life.
Mutual, I'm sure.
It was the best night of my life, Rad Stacey.
Yeah, but it's like you type in like RAD and they're like, yeah, that looks right. You just clicked on me.
Same thing.
Hey, it's cool.
Any more cheers, Nick? Or
cheers. I don't remember if I've cheers this fella. From Lithuania is Gediminas B.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I think he nailed it.
I think so.
I think that was perfect.
But I just have to say it a little faster and then it'll.
Oh, is it? Am I missing it? Is it like that game where you say dirty things? Accidentally say dirty things. Yeah. Cheers to that, Lithuania listener.
That's awesome.
All right. Cheers to all our golden gods of the Perfect Boar that give us our hard-earned cash every month so we can pay all our podcasting bills, the heavy burden of podcasting bills that we have to pay. The golden gods pay that for us. So we cheers the golden gods every week and anyone that shares the show and to, you know, anytime they go to a metal Rad Stacey show, they talk about, you're Rad Stacey on the Perfect Board? And they're like, what? And they really confuse the people at a Rad Stacey show. They're like, wait, what? They're also in the craft beer? And they're like, oh, yeah. They love the craft beer.
I feel like there's some kind of like cross-marketing thing that we can do.
Yeah, there's something there. We can do it. They're from Phoenix. Stacey, you're calling them metal. They're easycore/pop punk.
Sorry, okay? Easycore. Like
easycore.
Why would I know anything about that?
Nick, you're a musician. Wow. Easycore? Yeah. Are you
easycore?
Are you an easycore guy?
Oh yeah, trumpet solo is easycore.
Yeah. Yeah, if Reed would have only called Trumpet Soul Easycore, you guys would be...
We could have made it.
And you wouldn't be on a stupid beer podcast right now.
Right, we'd be opening for Foo Fighters right now.
Right.
So can we just add like the hashtag Easycore to our podcast audience? Like, I don't know if we can say like, hey, craft beer.
Easycore.
Easy core, easy beer, easy everything, easy hazy. I don't know. Yeah. Like, just add easy to all of it.
Oh, easy core style beer. Watch. Easy hazies.
Easy hazy.
Oh, easy hazy. It's like a little bit of haze, but not like too much haze.
But none, yeah, easy hazy.
When I like stir it around a bit, I can see a little, like some particulate some light comes through. Though.
But you can still see on the other side, like you
style
can,
watch.
Right?
You know,
there it is.
You can still, drive. If, you can still see enough that you could drive, but
oh, geez,
it's very hazy. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Drive through the haze.
Easy core.
It's time to go. Thank you, Rad Stacey. Our first, first show of the next generation of the Perfect Pour has begun. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Be safe.
Of course.
Fun.
Mild, easy fun.
Happy spring. Easy spring.
Yeah, easy spring. Easy spring. but first, before you do all that,
you must check your dates.
100.
You better check your dates, Francis.
You better.
I always do.